Welcome to the Boys Education Series, a resource for parents and educators who are raising, teaching, and inspiring boys. I'm Jen Barros, Associate Head of School at University School. Parenting is a delicate balance between safeguarding our children and giving them the freedom to develop independence, confidence, and resilience. In our latest blog, University School psychologist Erica Evert and school counselor Leslie Muha shared strategies to help parents manage their worries while intentionally loosening the safety net, empowering children to grow into capable and self-reliant individuals. I'd like to welcome Erica and Leslie to the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you here. Let's jump right in. In the blog, you discuss the challenge of balancing protection with independence. What are some of the biggest fears parents face when considering loosening their child's safety net, and how can they address those concerns?
I think we first just want to acknowledge that parenting is really hard, and there are a lot of fears that come with this. Leslie and I are both parents ourselves, and I know we share a lot of these, you know, same fears and have to work to balance our own fears with letting our children grow.
Sure.
And I would say what Leslie and I really most often see as far as fears related to physical safety, failure, emotional distress, and negative social influences can be a big fear. Especially in the school setting, fear of failure comes up a lot. Many parents often are, I think, tempted to intervene so that their child does not experience that discomfort or failure. So a lot of our work is around trying to help parents become more comfortable, to encourage them to allow a space where their child can fail and learn from that. As far as addressing the fears and concerns, I think if parents are able to kind of manage their own fears and check their own thoughts, Leslie and I often work with students about being emotional detectives, right? And looking for clues that are evidence for their thoughts, right? And so even as a parent, kind of doing that too, and do I have evidence for this thought, or is this, you know, maybe a perceived worry? And I think with your child, you know, definitely starting small, and you can allow kind of age-appropriate freedoms, right? So letting them ride a bike around the neighborhood alone, solving a friendship problem independently, and starting there.
Does it feel like this is a particular challenge in this time, maybe this year, this decade, I'm not sure, but it feels like this is a particular challenge for parents right now. Why do you think that's the case?
I think there's probably several factors. I know there's a recent article that was in the New York Times by Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, and that discussed a study recently done by the American Psychological Association that showed 48% of parents say most days their stress is completely overwhelming. And that looked at factors related to the hardships of parenting, right? So worry about money, safety, struggling to get enough sleep, managing screens and technology, youth mental health, and just general fear about the future, right?
So it's a lot to carry around, right?
And then in addition to all that, I think we do have a shift towards more overscheduling with our kids. There's a heightened awareness of risks due to social media, right? Like we may be seeing more. And then I think there's also some pressure for parents to do it all, right? And all of that combined, I think, can make it hard to trust ourselves and our kids to take those risks and be okay.
That makes a lot of sense. You mentioned the importance of calculated risk-taking for kids in the blog entry. Can you describe what you really mean by risk here and maybe share some examples of how encouraging these type of risks is actually so good for a child's development?
Sometimes even the word risk
has a negative connotation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It elicits fear in us. And risk here means trying new things with potential for failure or low likelihood of serious harm. So climbing a tree for littles, speaking up in class for the first time, joining a new sport or a club, taking off the training wheels of your bike. These are all risks that are meant to be for growth. Sure. In our work at school, Erica and I talk a lot about growth mindset. Dr. Carol Dweck introduced us to this idea. And if you have a growth mindset, It means that you believe you are capable of change. You are capable of learning and you are capable of growing. And that is so important for a little one to feel very early on. Stretching yourself, no matter how old you are, though, begins with taking a risk. So when you take a risk, even if it might not turn out the way you want it to, it does build resilience, it builds problem-solving skills, and it builds confidence. A child who learns how to navigate taking a risk, whether it's successful or not, learns perseverance and resilience. And the process is where the real learning begins. Making mistakes is part of the process. Power of practice is part of the process. The acknowledgement that being good at something requires effort and hard work over and over again is part of the process. And then the feelings we have around them. Sometimes those feelings are uncomfortable when part of our process doesn't go the way we planned. So those could be scary, depending on the age. And as parents, I think it's very important that we validate all of those feelings and we help our child navigate.